listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, June 14th. I can't believe it's June. It's blowing my mind. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, Michael. Hello, everybody.
So glad to have you and so looking forward to tonight's discussion. Before we get into that, of course, we're going to go over our nine principles of belief. And also, I should say that the Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore spirituality Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. That will teach me to try and turn off my camera and read off the line at the same time. I also have to say that in addition to this broadcast, you can find other educational programs at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. And for our nine abbreviated principles of belief, those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, tonight, very excited, we have a special guest. We have our card keeper herself, Wendy White. And so glad to have you. Welcome.
Thank you. Can y'all hear me okay?
Oh, it's a little faint, but yeah, you're coming through.
Oh, finally.
There,
oh,
right there, yeah.
There you are.
Hi, everybody.
So happy to have you. And I'm looking forward to tonight's discussion on, you know, patterns and probability. Thank you so much for everything that you do for this broadcast. Whenever we pull our inner oracle cards, and Dr. Vicki, your tarot cards, you kind of keep track of the inner oracle cards and kind of see what the patterns are. And that kind of leads right into tonight. To get us started, Dr. Vicki, did you have any questions on your mind?
Well, you know, I know we've talked before, Wendy, but I have to lead in with this. You like patterns, correct? What are things that you look for? Like, are you a bit of a pattern freak like I am?
Yes, I am. I definitely am. Like, and that's like with everyday life too, not just our cards.
Absolutely.
Do you observe things about people, looking for consistencies, inconsistencies?
Definitely. Kind of mm-hmm. All day, every day. And words and the way people speak and everything, movements, body language, everything.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Observer.
You know, I notice a lot of times I tend to skip over some certain details and things and kind of just get carried on with, you know, the conversation or things. You know, somebody will get a haircut. I don't notice haircuts. I'm horrible at that. And I'm so sorry to those people that I didn't notice a haircut too. But, looking at those patterns and the details, you know, what, you know, you've heard me talk, and I think we've even talked about how I look at, probabilities almost like the universe trying to communicate. So when something goes against the grain, when something is on that very small section of the bell curve of statistical probability and possibility, kind of always seems like it's so out of the ordinary, it might be some kind of message. What are your thoughts on that?
I totally agree. In fact, when I was going over our first 6 months of cards, and, you know, I go and try to see like all of the ones that have actually been pulled and the ones that haven't been pulled, and I'll come across one and I'll say, I don't remember that card being pulled at all. You know, there's no way that's going to be in here. And I'm going through and I'm like, wow, that's been pulled 6 times. Like, I really would have bet money that that hadn't been pulled at all. So it's been interesting looking back through our first 6 months for sure.
You know,
what have you noticed? Have you detected things different from last year, Wendy?
Yes. I'm so excited.
How so? Please tell.
Okay, for one of the things I have a few different things that little fun facts and stuff, but the biggest thing that I noticed is how many wild cards are being pulled. We're having a lot of wild cards being pulled, and that is like the biggest thing that stands out from last year.
Kind of a wild 2023, huh? But
I kind of equate the wild cards with the major arcana in a way. And it's like if there's a lot of major arcana in a reading, I say, you know, you're on your path. And it's just maneuvering within things on your path. If there's a lot of minor arcana, I say, you got to take control, you know. So I wonder if there's some kind of distinction there.
I was thinking you know, last year we were still just kind of towards the end of, you know, COVID being an issue, and now we're kind of coming out of that. And I'm thinking that that's maybe why the cards are changing.
That's very interesting.
Kind of start to getting back to normal and stuff like that.
So kind of like between the you know, universe, whatever that might mean to you, and the individual. It kind of a give and take, like, you know, is it one kind of influencing the other? You know, maybe like a group consciousness kind of influencing the patterns and probabilities?
I feel like definitely.
And it makes sense.
For everyone here, yeah. Like, as a collective whole, like, I feel like we pull on the energy of the cards together.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that I've always found very enjoyable and, you know, meaningful to me when we pull cards. Sometimes I'll pull a card for somebody else and it just hits, you know, for me, for something I'm thinking about or I've been dealing with too. But, you know, like Tabitha in chat says, we are a wild group. So makes sense. We got some wild cards. But,
what other kinds of observations have you made in the differences of last year to this year?
So our most pulled card last year was wild card number 7, Hope. And that was, I expected to see more of that actually, but it was not. So, I mean, do y'all want me to just go through everything? You want me to do that?
Let's go for it.
Okay. Let's see. So first off is, which didn't happen last year, is all of our cards have been drawn at least once.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In the first 6 months. I was surprised. I didn't see that coming. And I feel like it's been a quiet 6 months as far as patterns go. I feel that the cards have had this kind of quiet energy to them, more like thoughtful and kind of quality over quantity, because we had 6 of our regular guests on the program with actually no matches in cards. But the ones that we did have, I feel like they had like really good strong things to say. So we had Dr. Zach, for example. He doesn't always choose a card. He doesn't always choose to have a card read. So, but of the ones that he did were in the 20s, majority of them were in the 20s, which is the spirituality suit. So spirituality suit for Dr. Zach. That's one thing. And Dr. Edward actually had the, wild card number 7, Hope. From last year, he had it the most this year. Jamil was last year. But then he also had, equal amount of wild card number 3, Blocks. So it's like wild cards. And Dr. Kevin and Dr. Mike mostly pulled, their most pulled card was wild card number 6, entropy. And they both had it the exact amount of times.
Well, that's interesting.
The most, the most pulled cards for both of them and pulled the exact amount of times. Tabitha had 3 wild cards and they were all wild card number 2 and then some. Jamil seems to always have the most patterns, and he had 2 of each wild card number 1 paradox, 21 insight and wisdom, and number 40 relationships. Deb had number 8 balance and order pulled the most. Santana actually had matches, even though she's new, which was number 18 evolution. I had number 16 continuity of life, that was new for me. Audra had my favorite card, which is she had that one pulled the most, which was the wild card number 9 blank. I love that card because you can just make that whatever you need it to be. And Kathy had number 17 reinvention pulled 3 times. So then there are some other fun facts. Edward had the number 3 in 11 out of 15 of his cards pulled.
What? That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Whether it's a 13, a 3, a 33, a 23, there was a 3 in 11 out of 15 of his cards pulled.
Okay, wait, Wendy, what I'm hearing from you, which I didn't get the last time we talked, so I have to push the pause button. You're also looking at the patterns of the suit. You're also looking at the patterns of the numerics, as well as the message of the card.
Wow. I tried to, anyways.
That's very interesting.
That's taking it to a new level I hadn't thought of. That's
so, and only... Only the number 18 evolution card was pulled by our newcomers, Santana and Jerry. They're the only ones that had pulled number 18. So had number 18 not, like if they had not come along, number 18 would not have been pulled.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so. Okay, so let's just backspace here a minute. You're saying that all of the cards from the self-discovery deck have been pulled this year?
Yeah, and it's only 6 months.
Wow. And on kind of along that point, Zach Smith in chat kind of went along with what you were saying earlier. He's new world post-COVID, new beginnings. And that makes me think about, obviously you had touched on that earlier. Dr. Vicky, you've been talking about a shifting energy and, change in the air. Yeah, it all correlates. That's a connection in my mind on that. Is there a card that was pulled the most in so far this year?
I didn't get to that because I normally do that at the end of the year, but I do know that everyone has been pulled.
Gotcha.
See, statistically, just stop and think about that for a moment. Of the numbers of cards, statistically, that ought not to happen.
I agree.
Exactly. I mean, just in the... I mean, there's, I'm trying to think, 54 cards in the Inner Oracle deck? More? You'd think I would know.
58? Well, you think I'd know that off the top of my head. It's been so many years.
Let's see. We got 45 plus 9. Yeah, 54. And so, what are the odds? What are the probabilities? What are the 54. Probabilities of 3 coming up that many times? Or the
By
same?
The way, Dr. Edward has said that he is Edward Wong III.
The third. See? Threes.
Threes everywhere. And it's these, identifying patterns, this skill that you have, Wendy, is, a uniquely human one, I think. It's what's allowed us to really excel in this world that we've looked for patterns for tens of thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years. We've looked at the stars, changing seasons, herd migrations, and we've taken it to a new level as we evolve spiritually and intellectually. Now we're looking at the kind of getting into the weeds of it, you know, looking at it more granularly on the micro. Go ahead.
I appreciate what you're saying, Michael, because this is a group. We're like a micro of a macro, but we're a macro to us, you know. So we have this collective of people of whom, you know, Wendy in particular is observing a consciousness and how that consciousness is moving. That's kind of what I'm getting from this, but you're observing it, Wendy, in ways I hadn't thought of of observing it. It's kind of blowing my mind right now. I'm excited to hear more. What else have you noted? Because I like can't get enough of what you're saying right now.
I think that was about it that I had noted, that I had put down. But we definitely will have more coming the end of the year. But I mean, I'm really an observant person, and I do more observing than speaking for sure.
You know, I know it's a cliche, but the person that's usually more quiet and reserved tends to be, you know, much more knowledgeable and tends to be much more when you do say something, you have a good point and something interesting to point out. And I think that this, you know, it's just fascinating how we can see these different things come up. And one thing I wanted to relay is, of course, Dr. Zach in chat had pointed out whenever people are getting the same card repeatedly, sometimes he'll tell them that they need to focus work in that area. Cards repeating because we're not getting the lesson. I feel that. I feel like the universe is smacking me over the head with the same lesson repeatedly, mm-hmm, and I won't get it. So, and one thing I do want to touch on this subject, of course, is we are naturally inclined to look for patterns, and you obviously excel in that. But would you touch on, or any thoughts on, sometimes when correlation doesn't meet causation, where, you know, sometimes a pattern, have you ever found yourself, you know, following a pattern and leading it to a conclusion and realizing that, you know, there was just more data kind of shifts the entire paradigm kind of thing?
I think that kind of happens all the time, honestly, because I will think something is leading, you know, somewhere, and then you get there, you think you're getting there, and then just like something's thrown in there, and you're like completely thrown off. Like I've gone, going through the first 6 months of our cards, you know, thinking, oh, this is going to be great for this person, and this is going to be, you know, like this big thing, and then in the end, after you get there, and you're like, oh wow, that's not where I thought that was going. Like, that happens all the time.
And that's a great point. I think it's a interesting reminder that, you know, we know a lot and we're learning more and more, but a lot of times the more we learn, you know, we realize we only see this very, very small slice of reality. But what we've been able to do, what you've also been able to do with that small slice of perception is very impressive. If I can pat humanity on the back for at least that. Of course, it's also led to, like, you know, leeches and things for every type of medicinal quality, and, you know, burning all the redheads at the stake because you had a bad harvest. But, you know, other things too pop up, and I think we're refining it where we can all kind of pick up on that energy shift in the world, and we're much more connected as a people today globally. And I think that kind of resonates in how these different things pop up. But Dr. Vicky, there we go.
No, I have another question for Wendy about last year's cards. So for the amount of time that you were observing last year, was there, can you say a percentage of the inner oracle cards that were not chosen? Like, we know that you said that hope was the one that was selected the most, but were there, can you say there was 50% of the card of the deck that was pulled? Because I guess what I'm trying to think in my mind, we know that 54 cards have all spoken this year. Yeah, what cards did not speak last year?
So we didn't have, maybe by this time last year, 6 months in, we had maybe 50% pulled. I would say 50 to 60%. And by the end of the year, we were, I think, there, I believe, if I remember correctly, it was only one card that was not pulled.
Wow. Interesting.
Definitely. I want to say it was number 41. I don't have my notes in front of me, but it was, I want to say number 41 was the only card that wasn't pulled last year. It's been pulled already.
What card is that, Michael? I don't
number
have the
41, notes. You read my mind, is communication. So that is the card that wasn't
pulled. Yeah, that's the one. Yep. That's the one, yep. Yep.
Life's in the life skills suit. So,
wow.
You know, and I think that, go ahead.
No, look, this is fascinating to me. So if we look at the first 6 months of last year, 2022, only about 50% of the inner oracle cards of the entire deck was pulled. By the end of the year, the only one of the entire deck that was not pulled was communication, which I'm saying that's a message in and of itself, you know, how we're communicating and it's not being addressed. So now we get into 2023, my little synopsis here. We're, and right about now, we're not quite 6 months in. Every single card has spoken a message to somebody in this little collective of ours. So I'm trying to think. See, to me, the inner oracle cards that Dr. Kelly put together addresses so many different facets of life and messages, certainly from the body of work of, you know, IMHS and TFU, but, and of course, you know, the church, as we're, that's where we're here right now. But it's like, are we condensing an energy right now? Is time speeding up? Are we evolving? Are we maturing? Were we in some kind of, you know, delay? And yes, COVID certainly had a lot to do with our consciousness. But what would your take be on that, Wendy?
I feel like COVID had, you know, everybody has so much anxiety and stress and fear and, you know, so many different things going on. People lost people. And I think everything was, there's so much, like, everything was clouded. Like, how can the cards even get through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you start to see that coming back. And that's where I think we are.
Do you think, would it be safe then to say that we're in a healing and hopeful time? And we're addressing our issues.
I think so. I think, like, we can finally, like, kind of take, you know, a breath, a deep breath, kind of exhale, is how I put it. And, you know, you see more people are getting out and they're having fun. And you can just see, like, if you sit back and look at them, because I do observe.
Yeah.
But just like being on vacation last week, you know, I'm just looking at people and they're just, they seem like they're having more fun than they've. Than you've ever seen them have, and they're mm-hmm. just so happy to, like, be having fun again. And so, you know, I feel like that release is allowing us to kind of have, you know, maybe the cards speak to us again, like, more thoughtfully. Mm. And kind of, like, maybe the ones that are at this point, like, they've all been pulled, but maybe the ones that we're seeing a lot of patterns with still have some work to do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think as we move through life, we, you know, sometimes we need to hear the same thing again. Sometimes you need to be in the right place in your life to hear a message, to learn a lesson. And until you're in that place, it's just, you know, like me, you know, can't learn the same lesson when the universe keeps smacking me over the head with it. But, you know, a couple points in chat, and Dr. Zach had asked, or had pointed out, as for last year, the one card not being pulled, a communication, you know, we are all excellent communicators, so we didn't really need to focus on it. You know, good point. That's what I was thinking along those lines, too.
That's why that card was not pulled last year, because that's something this group is good with.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why it wasn't pulled.
Exactly. I think there's something about being a metaphysician where you're more open-minded and you're more apt to be a good communicator and to express your ideas. Another thing is, you know, we had an experience that affected everybody. We had a mass experience where we all had a shared reality in a very visceral way when it came to the pandemic and COVID. It made me think a little bit about being here in Florida when Ian hit. And I hesitate to say it this way, but I can't think of a better way to say it. The one thing that was nice about it, if you can say that, is that everybody kind of came together. Everybody had a shared experience to relate to. So I think, you know, another... See, Ollie agrees. So what that kind of makes me think about is we're moving away from that shared experience of the pandemic into more individualized experiences and lives and different lessons that we need to learn that are a bit more varied.
I'd like to go back in the chat here and bring us up to speed. Dr. Mike has said, these are metaphysical patterns which provide a framework for contemplating the nature of existence, consciousness, and the underlying principles that govern our reality. Oh, that's huge. And we are going to talk more with Dr. Mike in the future, coming up hopefully in the next couple of few weeks. And we're going to, you know, bring that up with him because that's a big, profound statement right there.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that.
And Jay Conklin, forgive me, is that Jerry Conklin?
I'm pretty sure.
I think it's Jerry.
He is saying this is fascinating because a group is participating. But if only one person pulls cards daily, what patterns would they look for? I think it's pretty much what Wendy is. You know, she's a specialist here, and I think if you're doing it for yourself, for instance, you look for your own patterns. Maybe take notes each day, and then once a month or every few months, as Wendy does, you look back and see what you got going on. But fast forward then, Dr. Mike has asked just how are the cards selected. We talked in previous times. Michael has his way of doing it. I have the tarot cards fanned out across the table. And I don't put the card, you know, once I've drawn a card, I don't put it back in the deck. That would require shuffling again, and it's noisy, and it gets me off track. But I figure if that's spoken, I put it to the side. Michael, you have a different way of doing it.
The one routine that I always strive for is to not have a routine at all. I absentmindedly shuffle a lot while we're talking. I've been shuffling while we've been talking now. Dr. Ione had asked, are the cards put back into the deck for the next person or are they laid aside? A little bit of both. Sometimes I put them off to the side as people pull them. Sometimes I just absentmindedly put them back in the deck and keep shuffling as I'm going. I usually always pull from the middle. I don't know why, just because, as opposed from pulling from the bottom or the top. Don't ask me. But, so, I also think that I try to randomize it as much as I can, just because I think if we're talking about probability and what the universe might be trying to say, you know, what's going to come up is going to come up. But
So there's another question here from Dr. Ione, which we're going to put this to Wendy. Are there more people participating this year than last year?
No.
Mm-hmm. Very
All
interesting.
Right. Very cool.
I would say it's about equal. It might be a few different people. Most of our regulars are still here, but we have some new people, and then some people have left, and some people that come and go. But I would say it's about the same.
Okay.
So
see, that's a good observation of my own, though.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
if we've got a bigger crew, that would make a difference in the, and that's, the merits.
Absolutely, and that's thank you for pointing that out. I meant to earlier as well. You know, it's a great way of thinking about it, but we have roughly the same amount of people this year that are getting cards pulled. So, you know, still, as you said, Wendy, the patterns last year were much more prevalent, you know. So, could also be indicative that people are learning a lesson and they've moved on. And as they progress through life, then, you know, different things come up and they need to learn different lessons.
Zach Smith has asked, does Wendy have any patterns regarding the tarot cards this year?
Not doing the tarot cards. Not yet, anyways. I have some, but I haven't really learned that.
No, and fair enough. I mean,
that's Dr. Vicky's category.
You know, I do take mental notes in my mind. I think that... you know, because I have stacks of paper and I don't do what Wendy does in that way. I observe and let it go. And maybe that is something that I should take the task on to do if I feel the initiative. But because Wendy is extraordinary. What Wendy is doing, everybody, and I do know what it takes to not only observe, but write it down and compile and you know, make these categories and
spend
go
time
through the whole thing.
Spend time thinking about it.
I have a question though. Did Zach Smith actually mean when he said tarot cards, did he mean the inner oracle cards?
I don't know. He said tarot.
So Zach Smith, I'll put that to you. You can clarify, but I would think
he did say tarot, but
I've always liked about how we pull cards is I try to randomize it, so what you get is what the universe is really trying to tell you, but what you get from Dr. Vicky is more of a guided kind of insight, and you can kind of pair the two. And speaking of cards, we're kind of coming up to that point. Wendy, I meant to ask you prior, I don't mean to put you on the spot. Do you have your inner oracle cards with you?
I sure do. All right, they're ready to go.
All right, so maybe we can do a little double pull. So I'll pull, you'll pull, Dr. Vicky, you pull.
Oh, fun. Hey, I want to apologize to Jerry. Jerry, I knew you were Jerry, and here she is. My brain did a skip beat, and I was, my brain can't multitask like it used to.
I know, that's...
Of course I knew that, and it's... But there were two Jerrys last week, and I got them confused.
I know, I did too. There was two Jerrys.
Yeah, well, so Zach Smith did clarify. No, I meant the tarot pulled by Dr. Vicky. So, okay. I will think about that hard and clear. I'll maybe put a little book aside and start making some notes. And see what we got for this.
And
I'll do it.
And one thing I'd like to point out, I've long called you lovingly our card keeper. I like to everybody know, we didn't ask you to do it.
Statistician.
Good one.
Statistician.
Statistician. Dr. Steven first said that, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, back in the day. But
yeah.
I just want to say thank you because, this, you volunteer your time and it's, you write it down, you think about it, you analyze it, that takes time, and we all benefit from that. So thank you for that.
What's the proper way to say that? Statistician? Is that it?
Statistician. Yeah, that.
The more you say it, the harder it gets to say, Dr. Vicky. Don't do that. But, all right. I think we're getting some names filing in. So
sure
I think
do.
It's that time. So let's see what the universe has to say tonight. All right. And let's see. I think Jerry was the first. Nope. I'm wrong. The chat's going fast.
Tabitha.
Thank you.
I have Tabitha.
And hey, little note. Can I say one more thing? Oh, of course.
Yes. One more thing.
Yeah.
That I missed. Everyone's name that I did not call did not have any matching cards the first 6 months, so I wanted to let them know that.
Oh, good observation.
Because there was six regulars that we have that did not match one card.
Oh, very interesting. Do you have those names, Andy?
I do. Let's see. It was Dr. Jeff, Ione, Raven, Kathy, Laura, Jerry, Ronaldo.
All right, very interesting. So... I think that the people listening would appreciate hearing that too. So thank you for that, Dr. Mike saying statistician.
Statistician.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
All right. So Tabitha, I also was going to point out, if I have my dates right in my head, is going to be joining us next week, and we're going to be talking about really what does it mean to do no harm. And then, of course, we're going to pair that with doing right. So, looking forward to that, Tabitha. For you, I have wild card number 7, Hope. Good card. The card is a friend of the broadcast. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope in and of itself does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
All right.
I think Dr. Ione was...
Yeah, I'm just reading that. I missed it totally. I'm sorry, Ione. We'll do you next, okay?
Absolutely. That's, and we can all agree that we're going to blame Dr. Vicky for that. So
yeah,
I'm
my
glad
fault.
We have that. we have that going.
I didn't see it. My chat is moving too fast.
All right. So, Wendy, what do you have for Tabitha? And then, of course, Dr. Aaron, we're going to get you right next.
Okay, I have... Number 34, take release ownership.
Right.
That's going to be in the service to self others category. I'm getting it, I promise.
This is why I vamp so much while I'm flipping through the book looking for the explanation.
Okay. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest.
Well, and in support of that, I got the Jack of Diamonds. So when you have hope, take and release ownership, and you got the Jack of Diamonds, that has everything to do, in my view, about work and finances. So if you've been given too much responsibility at your job, you know, and you're overburdened, maybe it's time to look elsewhere or slim, you know, extreme it down a bit or have a talk with your boss. But I want to say that you're looking for new work or looking for something that's more inspiring to you because of that hope energy there, Tabitha, and looking at for that fairness and equitability, value, and so on. So I'd say now is the time. Get the energy moving. That's what I say.
Good message.
Let's see if that makes
good
sense.
Message. And Tabitha says she can't wait for the broadcast next week. She's excited to be on. But don't get your hopes up. I say no, get your hopes up. This broadcast will profoundly change your view of reality. So, you know, tune in.
But, all right, we have Ione next. Let's see. What have you got?
I have number 26. It's in the spirituality suit, energy signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy, remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature.
What do you got, Wendy?
I have...
Yeah, I'm terrible about that. That's segues, by the way.
Number one, perfection. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
And I got the Nine of Clubs in support of energy signature and perfection, Ione. And that Nine of Clubs is, I call it one of the guard cards. It's where you're kind of, you know, you got your wall up and you're kind of observing. And I think you could be at this point shedding an old skin, and that could be energies in your life or certain people or influences. And because your energy signature may not be resonating to the same frequency as some people in your life. So you're perfect as you are and moving forward with your energy signature and kind of just, you know, sometimes as bumper cars with people, it's just kind of, in other words, you know, Sunday dinners might be out, but you could see them once every few months kind of thing. And so it's like shedding that energy. So I think that's a really good reminder that, you know, we do that from time to time. I like it.
All right. Good read. All right. We have Jerry next. Jerry, for you, I have number 12 in the existential suit, Spirit, Cosmos, Divine Energy. Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. you are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play. I like it. All right, Wendy, what do you have?
I have life skills number 37, groundedness. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all the facts or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
And I have the world in support of, you know, that divine energy and groundedness, Jerry. And I see the world as opportunities. And yeah, and basically you could be changing your mind about something. Some things you could have had certain belief systems of, and now you're starting to rethink some of those. I've done this so many times in my life. Well, I used to think that. That's why I don't kind of hold on to belief systems. It's what I feel is true for me today. Oh, and then I have a new epiphany and say, well, how does that fit into the software and the old hard drive, you know? And so your world is opening up, your consciousness is opening up, and you're getting new ideas. That's what I think. And staying grounded with them. That's awesome.
I love it. All right. I do believe we have Dr. Edward Wong III next. And for you... No way. I pulled number
three. Is that three, isn't it?
It's three. No way. I couldn't even plan it if I wanted. Well, I could have planned it, but I didn't. That's crazy. All right. Dr. Edward. Let's see. Number three, be who you are, walk your own path. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind universal being, equally entitled to all good things, the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself. I'm still kind of tripped out on that whole thing. I pulled number three. That's crazy. All right, Wendy, what you got?
He put three happy faces in the chat.
Well, I have number 32. Number 32. Okay. 32. Sympathy and empathy. Mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind of act of paying it forward. Sympathy, sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy relating to another's plight. Each requires a need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of the doubt until there is no longer a reason to do so.
Wow, I got the Hierophant, Edward. Now, for those who are listening also, I'm not drawing a card until Wendy has drawn a card. I don't want to be too quick. I want the energy just to flow. So be who you are, sympathy, empathy, Hierophant. Hierophant is, you know, that the home and conformity and routines and regularity. But when I put all of this together, I think there's a time in life when we go through an acceptance of our journey, an acceptance of who we are. Making peace with the journey, and not necessarily a situation, don't get me wrong. It's making peace with the journey and saying, okay, what do I have and what, you know, what am I going to work with and move forward? But there's that little moment with that, who am I, being who I am, and understanding how I feel about myself, and then, you know, kind of grounding into a comfort and peacefulness about an acceptance about this is my life and okay, and now I'm going to move forward. And I think, Edward, you know, we're close to the same age, and I appreciate kind of that we could think, I think this does come with age and maturing, getting older, and how we look back in hindsight differently and fast forward to now, say, okay, well, all right, shrug. what's next? And I think this is a really important moment of being kind to yourself and saying, that's okay. Life is as it is for this incarnation. And I'm spending a little more time on this one because I think it's important to hear and to articulate that it's not over till it's over, and you got a long way to go yet. So, but there's that moment of meditation. It's, you know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm, I like it. I lost track of our play. Stuck, Mickey, do you have the next card?
I do.
Zach Smith.
I just want to be able to blame you if I get it wrong. All right.
We have Zach Smith.
We have number 37, groundedness. Let's see, number 37, groundedness. In the life skills suit, as I often say when I'm trying to buy time. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all of the facts or have more facts to uncover, and adjust opinions when new facts are found. Good card.
That's a great card.
I love it. And,
for Zach Smith, I think it's funny because I have in my notes, I have just Zach. like just Jack. Anyways. I pulled number 36, gratitude, which I love this card. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude. Desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended.
Well, and I got the Lovers in the Major Arcana, and that's really about passion, right? It's not necessarily referring intimacy. But when you put this all together, it's kind of igniting energy in you, Zach. And I don't know, I get this feeling that things are perking up and starting to feel more optimistic. And I think you've been doing that also for yourself. So there's some greater energy movement, feeling better, and getting that physical energy behind the mental energy. It's kind of all synchronizing. So move when you got the passion going, that's for sure.
I like it. All right. And on to our next card for the evening. We have... keep going back.
Ronaldo.
Great. We have three eyes on it, or three sets of eyes on it tonight. I'm making a few notes here for myself, and then I think, oh, I can go back and read the list real quick. But I'm never as fast as I think I should be. And Ronaldo, for you, I have number 8, balance and order. Let's see. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completedness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon, areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will. All right, good card. Wendy,
okay,
what do you have?
I pulled number 30. I'm rolling in the threes over here. greatness to deliver. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness and does not settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what is common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with the question, what do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you are valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world. Good card.
Oof. And even more profound when you add the Eight of Diamonds to that. So the Eight of Diamonds, the Eight of Pentacles in tarot language. Balance, order, greatness to deliver. Eight of Diamonds is apprenticeship of life. So it's like learning as you work. Work and learn. And this continual moving forward. Some people think, oh, I got to go to school, get the degree, do this. And yeah, of course, IMHS offers that. But it's like for you in your life, finding your own niche, Rinaldo, and acting on it and learning more as you go. So the tasks at hand, the tasks that you'll kind of apply yourself to, you'll learn as you get there. So I find that really exciting. It's like there's a door, you know, doors are opening up, and just go for it, even though you feel you might not know enough or have enough to do it, but go for it anyway, because you'll ace it. That's what I think.
I love it. All right, I got on my game, and we have Dr. Deb next. Oh, no way. This is actually a repeat. I pulled wildcard number 7, Hope, again. So I'm going to pull another to pair with it real quick. And, of course, we had read Hope earlier. And let's see how we compare it with this. It's number 15, Belief System Knowledge Base. And while I look up this card, I believe it was Dr. Ion that had asked if I put cards back in the deck as I'm shuffling. You know, I've done a little bit of both. You know, I've been putting some cards to the side. Sometimes I, you know, will grab a couple and start shuffling back into the deck. And I think we've gotten the first repeat of the night that we've gotten in a long time. Yeah. So, let's see. Number 15, Belief System Knowledge Base. We each operate life from an existing belief system. And sometimes the solution or direction lies outside of our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within. Very interesting. Right off the bat, I'd have to say, if we want to combine hope with that, it's that if we're feeling in a dark place in our life, and you know, we feel constrained by these different belief systems, which might not be religion, it just could be things you think are real, but might not really be. And perhaps you can find hope that by changing those, you can have a better, happier state of life.
And then we have relationships to add to that.
Ah, very.
Number 40, relationships. Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They are not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship, regardless of who it is with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship, or to the relationship of one thing to another.
Okay. Well, and in support of that, I have the Magician, which is transformation, alchemy. Now, for the record, we know that Deb has just finished her chemo treatments, come through the other side. Congratulations. And you're at this new point in your life. And of course, looking at belief systems, you know, and having, if you're in that, you know, decompressing time and kind of seeing life differently in yourself and relationships. So you're in that point of alchemy. In that point of transition, of reformulating things. So it's taking that breath and allowing yourself to change. And I always say, if you know that you've changed in some way, let the people closest to your life know that, so that it reduces friction. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's like, oh, you know, I've thought about this, and this is the way I feel about it now. I'm just letting you know I'm, you know, thinking about it. Because most of the time when people change, we're glad for them, but we want to know how that's going to affect us. And that's the selfish part of all of us in that way. So let people know how it is that you're changing, what you're thinking, and what you'd like to do, and bridging that in a really positive, good way. That's what I think of that.
I like it. All right. And we have Dr. Kevin next. We have another wild card.
I think we have Zach. open their first.
I have Zach.
Nuts. I should have let you.
Change your energy.
See, now I messed up. Now I'm on equal footing. So, all right.
You're a prop.
Dr. Zach, glad to have you. I have a wild card for you. Wild card number 8, freedom. Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right. All right.
And I have number 15, belief system and knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside our belief system. Equality, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required. Subsequently, adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within.
Well, freedom, belief system, and knowledge base, Zach, with a 4 of hearts. So that 4 of cups, you well know, that's opportunity. There's always a yin-yang to every symbol, but in this case, opportunity is continuing to come. Now, I have to go back in the chat here and read what Dr. Zach Frame wrote. I got some good news and was asked to speak to new students at the astrology school, very excited. And good for you, Zach. Zach has opened new doors for himself and feeling a new sense of freedom, I'm sure, applying yourself in new ways. But I think there's more to come, Zach. So good on you. You've found a new, whole new venue for yourself. That's very cool.
Okay, I like it. All right, I think I'm back on track now. I think we have Dr. Kevin.
Yep.
And Dr. Kevin, for you, I have number 9, empowerment. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution, in principle, for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others. Good card. I don't know if we pulled it in a while. Wendy, what do you have?
I have number 5, law of control. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The law of control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave.
Well, I got the 3 of clubs for you, Kevin, and that's, yeah, I love that. It's looking into the future and the changes of the future. I got to tell you, whenever, as Wendy was reading it, one of the things that came to mind is the only reason we want control of things is because we have fear. There can be a myriad of things that causes that. But it's empowerment, feeling that self-empowerment, and looking at the law of control, and translating that into management and how you look forward. So it's like the future is opening up, and use all those lessons that you've learned. Whew, lighten your load of any fear, and go forward. It's like in my mind, I'm seeing a sunshine, you know, the sun over there, and just keep traveling. So. Good. I like it.
Good message. All right, we have Dr. Mike next. And before I pull your card, I just want to relay what you said in chat here, talking earlier about Wendy's our card keeper and statistician. He said your primary role is to collect, analyze, interpret, and present data. I think that Wendy certainly qualifies for that title.
Yep.
I absolutely agree. And Dr. Mike,
thank you.
And Dr. Mike, for you, I pulled number 42, trust and integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
I'm sorry, Dr. Michael. Did you say number 42?
I did.
Okay. Dr. Mike had that last week also.
Ah.
But I point that out real quick.
Interesting.
And I pulled for him number 29, pay it forward. Living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others, even with random acts of kindness that offer no self-benefit except that satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way you can pay it forward right now?
Well, I got the Empress in support of that, and that's the seed planter, right? The Empress is fertility and growth, and we don't take that literally, folks. We just take it, you know, it's symbolic of that trust, integrity, paying it forward. Maybe there's a little moment of not sure where it goes, but you are planting seeds for what is about to open. And I kind of have my heart kind of skips a beat for you, Mike, that something really cool is around the corner for you. So it's just keep doing what you're doing, and we know you pay it forward. We know you have integrity. It's just that taking that moment to ponder it. If you're asking, I'm not sure what all these things are going on or what I'm going to do, ideas, but it's all for a reason. Yeah, it's kind of cliche. Yeah, everything's for a reason, but for you in particular, it is that, I don't know, Empress is really powerful in a growth spurt. It's huge growth around the corner.
Interesting.
So, I like it.
I like it. How can you not like it? All right, I think that's all the names we have for cards tonight, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, I've been wrong before. But
that's all I have.
All right.
Yeah, Wendy, thank you so much.
It's been so much fun.
It is. It's fun for us, too, and just absolutely love having you. And, you know, it's we've gone a little long tonight, but I'd like to think that that's kind of making up. We had a very special broadcast last week where we were kind of off the cuff. But, yeah, it's been a good time. We've pulled some very interesting cards. Looking at these patterns has been just truly fascinating. And, you know, when things pop up against probability, you know, what might it mean? So any last thoughts you have, Wendy, on this topic?
I'm really curious to see how the rest of the year plays out, just because, like I said, I felt like it was like the cards were being very quiet and specific in what they were doing. I felt that. I really felt that. So, and now I think they're kind of starting to loosen up a little. Like, I don't know, maybe we're all getting back on track and they're just going to kind of, you know, get back to normal themselves. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
I honestly, I'm gobsmacked at what you've come up with, Wendy. It's, to me, it's really relevant. And okay, you have inspired me. I'm going to keep track of the tarot now. We'll see what happens.
I love it.
Don't know what you're getting yourself into. It takes on a mind of its own.
It does. And, you know, just the more data we have, you know, sometimes patterns just start jumping out, and, you know, the more data we can collect, like, you know, talking about having, you know, we're going to, of course, have you back, hopefully, if you aren't sick of us, but looking at the end of the year, we get more data and, you know, what kind of patterns might emerge. I can't wait. Dr. Vicky, any last thoughts?
Oh, no, I'm just grateful. Grateful for everybody and grateful to you, Wendy. And I like it that gratitude came up. It's, you know, go through your days with gratitude.
I love it. Good message to go out on. Well, as we said, next week we're looking forward to having Tabitha join us. We're going to be talking about, you know, what does it really mean to do no harm? And can't wait for that discussion. And as always, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you for taking the time to join us live in the chat. Thank you, Wendy, for joining us tonight. And look forward to having you all with us next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.